Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 4th of September, recording at 8:03 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here of the day. Good strong gains in most of the Asian stock markets, continuing to play catch up to Europe. Europe following through again on the upside, right across the boards. And we've seen markets such as Sweden, Switzerland and Ireland extending their push into new highs, that is above the May highs that we had seen a few months ago. Okay, and Wall Street of course closed with the Labor Day weekend. And in the government bonds, European government bonds a little bit easier in here today, showing a few signs of fatigue now following what were rather good rallies, and of course stock markets perhaps siphoning a bit of cash away from government bond markets right now. That's hardly surprising. The US dollar soft in here today, particularly against the yen, had a downward dynamic against the yen, small downward dynamic, but the yen strengthened generally, suggesting that it's got a bit of a consolidation underway, but more about that in a moment. Or the other currencies have a consolidation underway against the yen. Say more on that in a moment. Precious metals quiet with the U.S. markets closed. Gold up a dollar in here today, $626.50. And oil weak in the U.S. market now, and in the European markets. Oil seems to still be trading. So perhaps that IPE is open. But looking at 68 on crude oil, NYME. So this pattern continues to deteriorate. That will be good news for stock markets overall, although not necessarily for oil shares. Okay, what's going on here? Where are we? Well, look at the charts for the stock market indices that are available in the library. There are lots of them. The whole world's covered there. And there are very, very few that look unfavorable right now. Now, most of them are still range-bound, but they continue to rally from those June lows and back up towards the May highs. That's the overwhelming picture. And we do have a number of markets that have moved through those highs. So one of them that I had not mentioned, but I put a chart of that in comment of the day, is South Africa. That's cleared its May high. And the overall action, as I say, is favorable. And those that are still in trading ranges or look more chancy, given the strength that we're seeing in some of the leaders, it suggests that the laggards will appreciate a little bit further. And I've written about this again today, and I've said that we have all these people, a point I've made on almost daily audios, in almost daily audios since I got back from my holiday in late August, was that really people are coming back from holiday, they have cash in their portfolios very often, they're seeing markets moving on the upside, they've moved on the upside enough to be pulling in the momentum players, central banks have backed off the tough anti-inflation talk, there's been some favorable evidence on the inflation front. This is not at all an unreasonable environment here for global stock markets. And what about that seasonal factor, though, September and October? Well, I fully expect that we'll see some sort of reaction this month or next, possibly both. But my hunch is that it will be more in the line of a pullback and consolidation, either above the May highs for some, and undoubtedly it will be above the May highs for some indices that are leading on the upside, such as Switzerland, such as Spain, such as South Africa, or for the others, a consolidation around the May highs prior to further gains through year end and into 2007. That's what I see overall. And there are bound to be some bears. There were an awful lot of bearish scrips, so there are some bears who are going to have to be scrambling around to readjust their scrips, not to mention their portfolios. And I don't think we'll see that reaction correction that I just described near or above the May highs until we have seen investors commit a little bit more of the cash that they've got on the sidelines. Now, I never sold anything out of my investment portfolio, but I did say I would be adding. And I've done a little bit more of that today, as you'll be able to read in comment of the day. Government bonds don't like the sector. There's no clear technical evidence that the rally is over, but it's up into overhead supply. So I would conclude that we've seen the best part of the government bond rally by far. In terms of the US dollar, basically soft. The US wants a weaker currency, but no other country wants a strong currency. So that factor alone may prevent the dollar from falling as much or as rapidly as it might otherwise do so. Now, we do have the French and German governments, from what I gather from some of the comment that's making the rounds, pretty well agreeing that there must be no way that the euro rallies above 130 against the US dollar. Well, we'll see, because that level is certainly going to be tested. So what is really also going to be tested in here is the will and determination with which various different countries will resist further currency appreciation against the US dollar. Now, overall, that's a bullish argument for gold. But gold is still in its medium-term correction, and there's people talking about European governments may sell a little bit more between now and the end of September. Although the German Bundesbank has stated on more than one occasion that it doesn't want to sell any more of Germany's gold, feeling that it's good for confidence in the euro. So these are the factors that are in the news overall, but basically the precious metal picture is favorable, led by platinum and more recently silver. And I think we'll see all of those precious metals appreciating again before very long. And industrial metals, mixed bag there, also in medium-term corrections, but managing to range, some of the most overextended ones, managing to range in far firmer fashion than virtually every analyst has forecast. And when you look at some of the mining shares, and you know I do like that sector, when you look at a number of the mining shares and they have their estimates for future earnings, for next year's earnings, and these are mostly at single-figure multiples, and those estimates are based on metal levels for the most part that are below today's prices. So, good steady action overall. Nickel, one of the strongest though, and I still think some of these are vulnerable in the short to medium term. Nickel again, I've said on several occasions that I felt that had reached what was an important peak area at 30,000. That was down $950 here today, but 2760 and basically ranging overall 27,600 that is. And copper up a bit in here. Coffee up today, but off its highs. It does tend to whip around a little bit. I'm talking, of course, about the Robusta coffee, the European contract, but that's November contract is up another $20 in here today. And that's pretty much it. So roll on tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.